Welcome, everybody. Share number 1348. In the writing is share number 500. Baruch Hashem, we reached another plateau in our writing of the Shiurim. Share number 500. Bezros Hashem, Gesunta, Heid, Weiter. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Negelwasser. And in conjunction with the last share, which we spoke about the halachas of if one stayed up the entire night, how do we work the issue of Negelwasser? Now, we spoke about the halacha lemaisa. I just want to get into a little bit of the background behind that halacha. You always have the halacha, and then you have the background, how you got to the halacha, right? Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't just write halachas. There's always a background, where it's coming from, and the various shittos and rishonim, and so on. So the story is like this. To get a better understanding on the matter, if one stayed up the entire night, so you have the Rush and we have the Rajba. We've been talking about the Rush and the Rajba in general. And the Rush, just real quickly to review the Rush, according to the Rush, the reason why we're washing in the morning or getting ready for tefillah, for the davening, is because people touch a person sleeps and they touch covered parts of the body. The hands are dirty. And you have to wash your hands when it comes to tefillah, not just by Shacharis, by Mincha Maariv, you have to wash your hands. We only make a bracha by Shacharis, but the bracha is not made by Mincha Maariv. You still have to wash your hands with a kli and prepare yourself for davening. And then you have the Rajba who says, we're created anew. In the morning, we're created anew. And in conjunction with how the Kohen used to wash the hands right before they went to do the Avodas Hashem from the Kiyar and so on. Okay, so now according to the Rush, to get a better understanding, and if one stayed up the entire night, now according to the Rush, who holds, like we just said, if they're sleeping, they touch covered parts of the body, right, we would not have to wash the hands. We would not have to wash the hands officially because I was up the whole night. What's the problem? One is awake and their hands hands do not inadvertently touch unclean parts of the body. But according to the Rajba, right, so according to the Rajba, who holds each morning we're created anew, there's nothing really to do with sleep. Once it comes Alaysa Shachar, it comes morning, we're created anew. So in Lafika, in conjunction with that Shita of the Rajba. However, however Chazal enacted that one must wash their hands in the morning, the fact that one must wash their hands in the morning applies equally to everybody, whether the person was up at night or was not up at night. Therefore, even one who did not sleep at all during the entire night is required to wash their hands in the morning, according to this opinion. Now, there's another point on this matter in reference to the Rachra, which we've been talking about, and which is also a little bit of a question. In other words, do we say that the sleep itself causes the actual Rachra? I sleep, and even during the day, if I sleep, there's a question of Rachra. Or do we say it's the nighttime that causes the Rachra? So that's the question. So if it's the sleep, good, I did not sleep, so what, I have to wash my hands? There's no ruach ra. But if you'll tell me it's the nighttime, so the nighttime passed. It's now alois hashach, it's dawn. The day's starting, so I have to wash my hands. The nighttime causes ruach ra. So therefore, what we say is, therefore, what we say is that if somebody was up the entire night, they would definitely still have to wash their hands because of the question, but to do it without a bracha, not to make a bracha. But if one had to relieve themselves, and one should try and relieve themselves before davening, right, and before getting ready for tefillah, so then before getting ready for davening, then we say one should first make the bracha of netilas yadayim, because now you have the rush also, okay? You have the rush, a person went to the bathroom, they touched covered parts of the body, and then make the asher yatzar, okay? This is even if one was up the entire night, because now you have the rajba, and now you have the rush, a person, the hands are dirty now, so they have to wash their hands for tefillah, right? So now you would make, that's how you would do it, you make the netilas yadayim, you go to the bathroom, it's after alois hashachar, you have to do it after dawn, by the way, right? After alois hashachar, it's now a person goes to the bathroom, right, getting ready for davening, they make a netilas yadayim, asher yatzar, and Mishabur says preferably also to make a elikayin shama. To include that bracha is in that order, Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, and then Elokai Neshama. This is even if one was up the entire night. These halachas are found in Siman Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel, Mishabura, Sif Katan Chavches, and also in the Laws of Daily Living, page 5. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.